This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is Universal Children's Day today, and joining me in the studio, my name is Jeff Sandu. Together with me is
Frida Liu,
Arvindi Braj,
and our producer of today is Christine Wong. Christine, say hello.
Hello.
And also, you may have heard, like, throughout the day, you've been hearing kids saying our station ID, station Linus, and I think that's, like, you know, one of the most beautiful things I've heard on radio. They're so adorable, and it's, you know, I think it'll go on for the entire day, and, you know, you'll hear more of them as we progress into the show. And today's topic is really talking about what do kids want to be when they grow up. And earlier on, we already asked a question on Instagram and on Twitter, and also we're asking you to get in touch with us on WhatsApp, so you can let us know what are the jobs that kids want today. How different are the jobs from you wanted as a kid? And me and Frida had a little bit of a discussion at 11 a.m. and, you know, what I wanted to be as a kid is completely far away from what I'm doing now. And later on, we'll ask Arvin
what I wanted to be.
What you wanted to be when you were growing up as a kid, and how did that change? And then, of course, following that, we have a story on a report by Robert Walters. They're looking into the recruitment outlook at the year 2020. So this is the more immediate kind of future. And story three is Arvin will talk about jobs that didn't exist 15 years ago.
Right. New jobs.
New jobs that didn't exist, right? Speaking of, like, jobs and stuff, that's true because, you know, and according to a report that done in the US, and it says that, you know, about 29% of children at the age of 8 to 12 want to be a YouTuber. That's three times as many as those who actually want to be astronauts. Okay. So, you know, and I was growing up, astronauts was like, you know, one of the big things that I wanted to be, like, well, I want to be an astronaut. I love space. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was, like, you know, it's an uncharted territory as a kid. You know, growing up, you play with toys that mimic the Apollo spaceship. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at the NASA logo and you go, like, oh, you know, that's something that I want to be, you know, having on my sleeves. And then as you grow older, you get a bit more realistic. So I want to be a pilot then. I'm like, you know, I think pilots still there in space, you know, flying around. And then I discovered video games. And not saying that video games was bad, but I was more invested into simulation games. So Flight Simulator is one of the big games that I, you know, still being a pilot, but in the virtual space. And then from then on, you know, somehow I discovered radio, and then, you know, did video games on radio, talking about games on radio with Richard a while back. And, you know, here I am today, you know, still talking about, you know, technology in many different areas. But that's, I guess, how, you know, the progress has been. And I never, you know, even until today, I think, you know, astronauts is still, like, one of the big goals that you want to see, right? Because you've got SpaceX and, you know, Virgin Galactic trying to do things in space.
So you could still go to space.
You could still go to space, yeah. You could probably still work in some degree in the space industry because it's a booming industry. Frida, what about you?
Okay, I've taken more salt than all of you in this room, right? And I'm a mother, right? I remember growing up and thinking, oh, I want to be a doctor, you know? And it was just said, but I didn't feel it. And then it was a couple of years of confusion. And I don't think I was pressured to do anything, right, or be anything. But then when I was young, I traveled a lot, and the hotel industry looked very appealing. So it looked very fancy. And then I was like, do I want to do hospitality management? So I got a job before deciding what I wanted to study, working in a hotel as a receptionist. And I realized, you know, the hours and that sort of thing, you know, it looked very glamorous on the outside. And I then discovered my cousin doing marketing. I was like, okay, it's a whole new skill at that time. And if I really still want to go back to hospitality, a marketing degree seemed like, you know, you can go into any industry, kind of open kind of degree, right? And from there, after studying the last few semesters, I did advertising and PR. And this sort of, like, and I did well in the subject, said, oh, this could be a career. And deciding between advertising and PR was because PR was a fairly new industry at that time as well. So, like, what was new? And I thought that there would be opportunities. So in that sense, I was thinking about these things. And radio and TV found me. It was something that I didn't think about as a career. So it's really strange that it found me.
But it's still sort of tied in with the stuff you did before.
It did, right? And so I'm just saying this, like, as a mother, when I look at myself, the interest that I have as a child, like I did, I enjoyed debates, I did drama, you know, that sort of thing. And these things will come to fruition in a way, right? Because I look at my son, he's very good in drawing and design. I said, look, just go in that space and just enjoy what you're going to study and then find out what will...
Someone will find you.
Well, you'll have to, you know...
We got to work hard for it.
Look at what you were good at as a child and these things sort of will... come back to you.
Yeah, problem solving, you know, in video games. Well, what about Arvin? What about you?
So when I was in standard one, I said fireman. I don't know why. I was scared and it was the first day of school. So I just said fireman. But I never wanted to be a fireman. Still don't want to be a fireman. But
The pressure.
It's like they ask you to stand up, you're like, fireman. And then you just sit down. But I think content creation. I've always wanted to do like content creation, film, movies. Even the college that I went to, I did like media studies, design.
What was the inspiration with film and movies? What movie did you actually watch?
Jurassic Park. Right. Jurassic Park when I was six. And then so I saw them like bring, because before that I liked dinosaurs, books, encyclopedias, toys and stuff. And then when they brought dinosaurs to life, I was like, wow, someone can do this. I don't know how they did it. I don't know how they brought those things to life, how they created this world. But I was like, I want to do something in this space. But it doesn't have to be movies specifically, but something around movies, talking about movies, watching, writing about movies, content creation. Even now, like even radio, just like, you know, creating content for radio.
So someone said, don't ask what you want to be when you grow up, but ask the question right now is, what problem are you trying to solve?
Ooh.
That's a question that parents should ask the kids. What problem do you think you can solve?
Yeah, so I think even before, when Audrey was doing her interview with a few kids on Open for Business, she said, don't ask kids what they want to be, ask them why they want to be it. So the same thing, like, you know, why would you want to be? And there was one kid that said they want to be a forensics investigator, like CSI, because they want to investigate the deaths of certain people and they want to bring justice to the dead. So I'm like, you know.
So that's a problem you want to solve.
Yeah, it's a problem. You want to solve
justice.
So why do you want to do the thing you want to do is more important than what you want to be.
Right.
Right?
Oh,
yeah.
That's a good quote.
Yeah. Problem solving. Problem solving.
Chris, our producer, also said that she actually wanted to do three things
at once.
She wanted to be a professional singer. She wanted to be a veterinarian. She also wanted to be a chef all at the same time. So, but again, like, you know, I think we mentioned it's not something that, you know, now, even though you're in an adult space, it's not something that you can't pursue. In some degree, you can, because now we've got so many different kinds of platforms that will enable you to sort of fulfill little parts of that dream that you have, right? Just take, for example, the YouTube's highest earning star in 2018 is actually an 8-year-old kid, Ryan Kaji, who loves to play with toys. And he's been a star of his own YouTube channel, Unboxing Toys for Kids by a Kid. If you combine all of his videos together, you will get about nearly 35 billion views. And this has helped him to be YouTube's highest earning star in 2018, earning more than $22 million. This is, living the dream of, I guess, many kids and also adults like us. We would love to have, like, you know, $22 million in a year. And, other polls, like, you know, mentioned that there are only 29% of children age 8 to 12 who, you know, want to be a YouTuber. It's a big thing, right? And other polls suggest that even higher percentage of teenagers aspire to be fame and fortune via YouTube or other kind of social media platforms, because it has enabled them to do the things that previously may seem to be just all fun and games until you start seeing the amount of money that's being poured into this kind of platforms, right? So mega influencers such as like Kylie Jenner, with 139 million followers on Instagram, apparently she reports to charge more than $1 million on a single promotional post on Instagram. And in 2017, an estimated of $570 million was spent on globally on influencer marketing. And in 2020, according to the World Advertising Research Center, it will be between $5 billion and $10 billion US dollars. So, you know, a lot of people aspire to do the things that, you know, they love doing without the money, monetary value behind it. But now we're seeing that there's actually a demand for this. You know, people like watching other people play video games on Twitch. That's why you've had,
boxes.
Unboxing stuff. There's even a whole, you know, one of those where they speak really softly and they kind of, keep you at calm and and at ease while they tell you a story. I can't remember.
Like what, ASMR kind
ASMR,
of thing.
ASMR, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, ASMR is like, you know, people are doing this because they find that this is something that can keep them, I guess, motivated or keep them, you know, peaceful and going through difficult situations, right? And there's money to be made because companies are pouring a lot of money into these kind of industries.
So, you know, like, I think the lesson is to be adaptable and to be agile. You know, the world is your oyster, and technology has just opened the world to so many things, right? You can't be defined by a job anymore.
Yeah. Also, if, like, let's say, like, 15, 20 years ago, if a kid said that they want to be, like, a celebrity or famous person, you would say that maybe one in a million would actually make it. You would discourage it and go, like, you know, maybe think of something else, like a fallback or backup plan. But now...
Accounting.
Yeah, accounting. But now if they say that they want to be a famous person, celebrity, in those circles, you still can be. Like, YouTube stars make a lot of money, and they are famous KOLs, and they are famous in their bubbles. So you never know.
Let us know, are the jobs kids want today different from the jobs you wanted as a kid? You can get in touch with us on Twitter or on Instagram, or you can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. We'll be right back with your messages. BFM 89.9.
Best for money. BFM 89.9.
All right. Okay. Well, welcome back to the Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with...
Frida Liu.
Arvind Ivaraj.
And we're asking you, are the jobs kids want today different from the jobs you wanted as a kid? So yeah, let's move on to WhatsApp.
All right. So we have Sao Yao Yang here. Says, when I was a kid, I wanted to be an inventor and engineer. Today, I'm an engineer, a software engineer. That I realized all I want to be is plain old me. Oh, okay. Here is one from when I was a kid, I wanted to do building demolition. Okay.
I played a game that had like one of those. Yeah, building demolition. Demolition Derby was like one of those games.
It's like the reverse Legos.
Yes.
One more from Johan. He said, my 10-year-old daughter's career dream is to become a chicken farmer. Me and my wife support her decision, but the reactions from my in-laws when she told them this was priceless.
But that's cute though.
Why not?
Why not? Yeah.
It's and a I'm sure huge industry.
I mean, agriculture will be so important because we all know about food shortages that we have and how, you know, the amount of money that investors are putting into sustainability and how, you know, the farms are being, you know, I guess, you know, well kept and maintained. There are a lot of, I guess, opportunities in that area. It's not the traditional kind of, you know, chicken farms that you would imagine. I think if you go down and you look at some of the future of agriculture, it's completely different.
It's
so it's very tech driven. Arvind, what about on Twitter?
So this comes from Ollie the Hamburger, who says, back then nobody told us we could swim in the sea taking pictures of sea creatures and earn money. Deep sea videos and all.
And I follow a few of them on Instagram, and some of the photos and the visuals that they take is absolutely breathtaking. And then of course you know the big one is BBC's Planet Earth and the Deep Blue documentary, and you look at the amount of people at the credits and the amount of people that actually worked on producing one of those kind of documentaries is a lot. Just to get that one shot as well, right? We've got a couple on Instagram, and so most of you basically said, yep, absolutely different. Kit Yang says, many of the students that, that this person works with aspire to be a YouTuber. And then November Blaze says, YouTuber, influencer, but gamer is actually still kind of like the same from now from back then till now. And Fariza says, yes, my son wants to be a marine scientist. During my childhood, dream was to be a teacher or a doctor. And Jen Xin says, yep, definitely wanted to be a singer, ended up working as a buyer now. So yeah, sometimes it will change, but you know, these kind of things, I guess, you know, it goes back to what we were saying earlier, like look for what you're actually good in doing in terms of your problem solver. Are you a thinker, critical thinker? And you know, then from there we will be able to, I guess, you know, to adapt to different things, right? And according to a report by the World Economic Forum, they note that 65% of children entering the primary school in 2017 will have jobs that do not exist yet. So that's why education is also critical in trying to prepare them for the future, but that the current education systems around the world, not just Malaysia, around the world, actually still struggle because, you know, what are these future jobs? Mm-hmm. You know, we don't even know. We talk about, oh, 5G is going to come in. And when we ask, like, what does 5G actually entails, what kind of jobs it opens up, most people can't really give you a definitive answer that this is what will happen, right? So some of the jobs that you may not have heard of at the moment is like the professional esports athletes or professional gamer. Now, competitive esports is like a booming industry. Even in Malaysia, we've got, I think, you know, 20 million ringgit that's been allocated for the esports industry. And in 2019, according to Newzoo, it's an industry analytics organization, revenue is expected to top almost 1 billion US dollars. You've got gaming platforms like Twitch, which has an average users of 15 million users tuning in every day. So the takeaway with that is like really just to embrace the fact that gaming no longer carries a negative stigma. One of the most important qualities of any entrepreneur embodies is a deep passion for his or her craft. So it's safe to say that you should expect no shortages of opportunities within the gaming industry. There's also things like currently that we're seeing director of emotional intelligence. So, you know, that is the capacity to be aware of, control, and express one's emotions and to handle interpersonal relationships. And at the heart of EQ is heightened self-awareness. So Gary Vee once actually said that we're at the dawn of an era where emotional intelligence is about to become the single most important trade. You've got quantum cryptologists. So, you know, we know quantum computing and, you know, in the world of, I guess, you know, artificial intelligence and blockchain, that's an area where I guess in the near future we will see more of these. There's the chief modernization officer. Everyone talks about digital transformation. So, you know, we've seen how companies like Blockbuster, they've been unable to move into the transition to the digital model. Toys R Us, you know, they still struggle. And a whole bunch, right? You know, so many businesses, they struggle to move into, you know, even like Kodak, right? We had that great story about, you know, how Kodak invented the digital camera, didn't really become the...
Put it on the shelf.
Yeah. And then smart homes, architects or builders or designers, right? So people building in these kind of, new industries that will appear. We actually spoke to Sharul Niza Ahmad, the general manager and also the mayor at KidZania Kuala Lumpur. Mayor. And we asked, have the jobs children want today different from the jobs we wanted as kids?
Absolutely. It's a 360 degrees change, if I can say that. And I think it boils down to the fact that kids these days are more independent and they have their own views. So how this plays into effect is we can actually see. We saw what our parents did as we grow up, and that aspires us to be something similar to what they're actually doing. But kids these days, they are more exposed. They have a greater influence when it comes to activities based on science, technology, and engineering. So in KidZania Kuala Lumpur, we've continued to see the demand coming from kids for activities that are very digitally based. For instance, they wanted to be a YouTuber, drone controller, so on and so forth. Yeah.
So in essence, would you say that the careers children are looking at today are a lot more self-sufficient?
Yeah, definitely. It's self-sufficient because I think they have a point to prove. Whereas during our time, it's just making our parents happy. So in certain contexts, I think it is something great for the country because we need these sort of minds to actually take over one day.
So I guess, you know, I want to ask this question then, like if we were kids today in 2019, approaching 2020, and someone were to then, you know, do the same thing that I guess they did to you, Arf, when you were a kid and like, you know, ask you like, Arf, what do you want to be in the future, right? I'm sure you would not stand up and scream fireman if you're a kid. Yeah, if you're a kid today. So what would you actually scream if you were a kid today?
If I was like scared and in standard one, still data scientist for today's time. But no, I think the article that was you based this on before, it also had a smart home architect.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like architecture, but I like design, like interior design a lot since I was a kid. The way like, you know, you make use of spaces and small spaces with the decos and stuff. So maybe something like that, using tech and also using interior design to design a home or like a house. I think that would be like very interesting. But I don't know if I would say that in like standard one, if I would know what it is. But if you ask me now, if I had awareness, that awareness, I would say that.
Designing homes in Mars perhaps as well, right?
Yeah, somewhere why else. Not? Yeah, why yeah, not? Why not? Frida, how would it exist?
How different would like, you know, your ambitions be if you were like a kid today and knowing the potential that it has? What sort of jobs would you be like, you know, on the lookout? Have you ever thought about that?
Oh, YouTuber.
Why not?
Why not, right? Why not? You know, there are a couple of WhatsApp comments, right? I just want to read out to you. I think it makes sense here. Sanil here said, life is a reduction of options. When you're a kid, your options are endless. As you grow older, you're forced to choose between many things, science or art stream, a local foreign education, what career to pursue, all of which results in limited options as you go. I have to say no, Sanil. I think... I really feel the world is your oyster. If you don't put labels to job titles, you can do anything, right? It's just that we're caught up with a job title. I got to do this. You put yourself into a box. But if you don't put yourself into a box, there's so many things you can do. You know what I mean? Like, I do different things while I'm at BFM, right? And it's not a job title. Like, I write books and stuff like that. And when you just look at what's out there and what's possible, you know, don't label.
So maybe in that sense, our like ambitions wouldn't change at all, even if it was like today. I would still say content creation or still say movies, something to do with movies.
I would still say astronaut.
Yeah. Because you still feel the same way. You're still able to do it if you're given the chance or given the option. So why would it change? It would still be the same thing it was before.
I may not be an astronaut, but I may probably want to be working in some form of the space industry.
Exactly.
Knowing that how, you know, you've got so much of money being pumped into that industry with, you know, SpaceX and Elon Musk, and you would want to be, you know, part of that adventure where you discovered, you know, I guess the new frontiers of mankind. Chris says she wants to be a voice actor if she had the chance to.
See? Which all the things we just named are old school jobs. Yeah. They're not new. They're not like over the last decade kind of thing.
Right.
But the big question is, do you think if someone wanted to be on radio 15, 20 years from now, do you think that would still be around? Because a radio presenter, producer is an old school job. It's an old school job.
Yeah. Everyone's going to be a podcaster. Right.
Yeah. That's how it will change.
That's what technology has given us.
Yeah.
Right?
Interesting.
Let us know what are your thoughts and whether, you know, do you want to, I guess, the other jobs for kids today different from the jobs you wanted as a kid? You can get in touch on WhatsApp. It's 018-789-8899 or on Twitter or Instagram. It's at BFM Radio. We'll be right back. And then after this, we'll talk about Robert Walters' new study, The Recruitment Outlook of Year 2020. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.